After learning this piece from Rabbi Yochanan the last few weeks, it's part of our effort to understand the sugya of Kaychas HaNefesh, the Kaych HaDimyon. We're learning in the Alei Shor, the Inyan of Imagination, the Kaych HaDimyon. And Rabbi Yochanan is explaining over here that we're learning by Arichas, we have a lot to do. Rabbi Yochanan is explaining how Kadosh Baruch, the most wondrous thing that the Baruch Shalom did, was not that he created the Metzias, the world that we have. Although that's certainly very impressive, that's not the most wondrous thing. The most wondrous thing, the greatest wonder that the Baruch Shalom created, was the Metzias that's not a Metzias. The Metzias of Heder HaMetzias. That there's a reality. It's a very, very strong and powerful reality that's staring at us in the face all the time. And it's called a Metzias She'ena Metzias. It's the reality of that which isn't real. And Rabbi Yochanan is discussing the signs, the simanim, how to know when a person is living in Metzias, he's living in the real world, he's living in Metzias, or he's living in that dimyon, that delusion of Metzias She'en Metzias. And he gives us some of the signs that Chazal have provided us with to know whether or not we're living in that world of Metzias or the Metzias that's not Metzias. So the first thing we were talking about last a couple of weeks before was Chazal make a chilik between Olam Hazeh. But Olam Hazeh is defined as a kli reikon, as an empty vessel. And the reikonius, that feeling of emptiness, means that it's a sure sign that you're living in that world of Eina Metzias, of non Metzias, when you have a tremendous, tremendous excitement and taiva for something, and it looks to you like it's the most real and present need that you have in the world. And then after you give into that and you indulge in that need, you still feel empty. Not only do you feel empty, but you feel emptier. You look back on this, you thought this was going to fill you up. But Chazal say that Olam Hazeh is a kli reikon. Yesh Laimana, writes him a sign, you have 100, you want to have 200. All these Chazals, a person doesn't leave the world, a person doesn't leave the world feeling even half filled with what he was looking for, what he wanted. All of these Chazals are describing that simon of a person who's stuck in the delusion of a Metzias that's Eina Metzias. In that creation that Hashem's Baruch made of something that looks like it's gewaldig, this is going to make me happy, this is the most important thing in my entire life, I must have this. And then the second that you have it, while you're in it usually, and certainly afterwards, there's a feeling of greater hunger, greater thirst, greater emptiness, and certainly no feeling at all of satisfaction or joy or happiness that it brings. That's the Heder HaMetzias that we live in. And in this Metzias of Eina Metzias, the Koyach HaDimyon of that imagination builds skyscrapers and cities of Eina Metzias that a person subscribes to his entire life and builds and works hard to build these buildings, these cities of Eina Metzias. And he often leaves the world with that, with having lived 120 years of Heder HaMetzias, of Gornisht. Another sign that you're in the twilight zone, that you could pinch yourself and realize that I think that I'm in a place of Eina Metzias. I'm living a life of eating mitzvahs. It smells like mitzvahs. It looks like mitzvahs. It tastes like mitzvahs. But it's not mitzvahs. Another simon, Rabbi Yochum, just chazering a little bit, Rabbi Yochum brought the Gemara of Rav Abbas, an amazing Gemara we learned last time. All the Gemara's there with Rabbi Bar Chana. Rabbi Bar Chana describes a mysterious voyage that was taken. They thought they were on a boat. There was a boat, and they came to a place, and they thought it was dry land, and they started cooking in this, and it turns out that it was a fish, and they were cooking there, and the fish started to tumult. So a person who's unfamiliar with Chazal looks at such a thing and wonders, like, what is that about? Cooking on the back of a fish, and then the fish starts to turn over. Rabbi Yochum is saying a remarkable pshat in this. Rabbi Yochum says that if you want to know if something is mitzias, if your life is a mitzias or it's an ain't a mitzias, listen carefully, just reviewing for a minute. The definition, the Torah's definition of mitzias is something that it's a mitzias from beginning till end. Like we just learned in today's, we're just reading today in the parasha, we're living through this now, that in the building of the Mishkan, and how the Mishkan was constructed, there's a piece that's called the Briach HaTichai. There's a beam that's Mavriach Mahakotze Alakotze. It goes from one end of the Mishkan, travels down the entire length of the Mishkan, and it basically supports the entire structure. This Briach HaTichai, which Chazal tell us that this is Yaakov Avinu brought this and planted it in Mitzrayim. He planted this in Mitzrayim, and from this they made the Kroshim and the Briach HaTichai. This piece was made from what Yaakov Avinu. What does that mean? It means Yaakov Avinu's Midah is the Midah of Emes. And Emes means from Aleph till Saf. Aleph, Mem, Saf. As the Maral says, and we spoke about many times. Mitzias, according to the Torah, is something that it doesn't change its truth. It doesn't change its reality from day to day, from one candidate to another, from one place to another. It's a mitzias without shinuyim, without changes. The fact that Rabbi Bar Chana describes what appears to be a solid, strong place. They thought they reached the Yabosha. They thought that they reached dry land. And this was a place of dry land. Just like people feel that they reached a certain conclusion of, this is who I am. This is the purpose of my life. This is what I'm doing in my life. So they reached the Yabosha. They finally reached dry land. But then the moment things start to cook a little bit, they were cooking this meal, they made a fire on the back of the, turns out to be a fish. So the fish starts to move, uncomfortable from the heat. So Yochum says that all of a sudden that which they thought was absolute reality, they thought they reached dry land, and this is the Mitzias, we finally reached our destination. They discover that this is a mitzias which is ain't a mitzias, and it turns out that it's something which is unstable and unreal, and it changes. It falls under the shinuyim, the like we spoke about a few weeks ago, the la'at acher v'mesapeches, the revolving sword of this world. Because the midah of Hashem is baruch is ani Hashem lo yishinisi. I am Hashem, I don't change. Ani Hashem lo yishinisi. And the meaning Rabbi Yochum explains that Ani Hashem lo yishinisi, that's in the middle of the page, we already read it, just Ein ha-perishu shnei dvarim, Ani Hashem lo yishinisi. One shouldn't think that the Pasuk is saying, I am Hashem, and I haven't changed. That these are two separate things. But Yochum says that Ani Hashem, anything that is connected to Hashem, the Emes, the nature of that which is connected to Hashem is Lo Yishinisi. It's unchanging. It's unchangeable. It's a fixture that doesn't depend upon voting or opinions or how you feel about it, how you don't feel about it. It's a truth which is mavriach min hakotze al hakotze. That's why Yaakov Avinu planted that tree that would become the beam that would pass through the entire Mishkan. And that's why Davke, the Keresh, the Krushin, means the beams of the Mishkan. The Racham HaKadosh says that Keresh is the letters of Kesher, of something which is attached, connected. The opposite of that, of course, is the same letters switched around, which is Sheker, that which is false. That which is true is not a matter of public opinion. It was true yesterday, it's true today, and it will be true tomorrow. Haya Haive Viyya. So how does a person measure? How does a person measure? Or how does a person judge whether or not he's living in Mitzvahs, in the reality of Ani Hashem Loisha Nisi, where he's living, God forbid, a life that looks real? He could be making a lot more money than the other person. He's doing great. But it's a Mitzvah which is really that amazing Mitzvah which is ahead of Mitzvah, and he's really not doing much more than cooking some food on the back of a fish. He's got some pot cooking on the back. He thinks that he reached a certain destination. And he sees this as the focal point of his life. His business, his profession, whatever it might be. And he has stopped here, and this is my life. But then the second that something happens, something changes, and all of a sudden, that very thing in life, in which he staked all of his hopes and all of his dreams, the moment things start to heat up and there are complications and difficulties, then he finds that it turns over. His whole life turns around. Because he was living in that place that's Mitzvahs, that's Eina Mitzvahs, a way of life that's not real Mitzvahs. When a person is attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's living in the world of Torah Mitzvahs, which is the world of Mitzvahs, so then he's attached to that way of Ani Hashem Lo Yishanisi. I am Hashem. I don't change. I'm unchanging. I'm permanent. Endless. Min HaKotze El HaKotze. From one end to the next end. From Aleph till Sof. And this is Kivyochel Ataina that Hashem Yisbarach had when it came to Moshe Rabbeinu. Look inside in Resh Aleph, and two-thirds down the page, the paragraph begins, Ayin Dalet Zayin. Al Derech Zeh. Tzibuchim continues. Al Derech Zeh Yetvi Al Moshe Rabbeinu Al Vashalom. That on his Madrega, on Moshe Rabbeinu's Madrega, Hashem Kivyochel has a Taina. On Moshe Rabbeinu's Madrega. What's the Taina? Ve'erul Avram, or Yitzhak El Yaakov, and it says, "Ushmi Hashem unadati." Rashi brings down, "Velehiru achrei midoisa." You remember that at the end of Parshas Shmos, at the end of Parshas Shmos, Moshe Rabbeinu complained to Hashem, "May Ozbosi al Paro," that since you sent me to Paro, it hasn't gotten any better; it's gotten worse. Since I've come to Paro, it's worse. So Moshe Rabbeinu, again on his Madrega, Moshe Rabbeinu was Maharir Achamidus Hashem. He was questioning Hashem on his Madrega, not like us, but Moshe Rabbeinu was questioning Hashem. And on that, Rashi brings down from Chazal that Hashem Yisbarach looked back longingly upon the Ovis, and he said, "Ah, you're not the same as Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. You're different." That they had difficult lives, and they never questioned me. They didn't question me. Even though their lives were heated up, there was a fire cooking in their lives, their lives were difficult. There were many, many changes that they went through in life. Avraham Avinu went here and Avraham Avinu went there, and Yitzhak had sorrows, and Yaakov Avinu had sorrows, and all kinds of things happened to them. But they lived through those years with all their difficulties, without any menucha, but inside of themselves they were strong, unchanging, stable. By the others, Oymani Chayma, the others were like a wall. But you, Moshe Rabbeinu, I told you to go to Mitzrayim, and I told you to start working towards the redemption, and now Paro made it more difficult, and you're already coming with tightness against me. May Ozbosi El Paro.
it hasn't gotten any better. Things are just as bad as they used to be, or they're even getting worse. So the Baruch Shalom says, I missed the Ovis. The Ovis went through ups and downs and changes every day of their lives. Things were happening, but they were like rocks. They didn't change themselves, their convictions, their beliefs. But you, Moshe Rabbeinu, again, Moshe is Madrega, Chasson, I'm not talking about like us. But Moshe Rabbeinu, and you're Madrega, you're Maharach, Midoisa, you already have kashis on me, you have questions. And Abuchim explains, Shetayvim Oysoi Bezeh Al Yehur. Again, Moshe Rabbeinu, more of us expected of him, obviously, than people like us. We can't live on a Madrega like that. But Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem's Baruch says, Shtoimus of his Al-Hero, that he had this thought, this feeling. Hain l'shahoye l'fi goydol matzol v'ramamusay, eizen nid kol shehu. There was some tremor, there was some movement, there was some change in Moshe Rabbeinu's belief that redemption was at hand. He said, well, we're supposed to have redemption, and instead of redemption, there's more tzaros. So Shemsburg says, the Ovis never ever had these kind of questions. I told him for me to come here, and when he came there, it got bad, and he went someplace else. I told him, do this, do that. He went through all different nisyonos, Yaakov his whole life, and so on and so forth. They didn't get turned around. They didn't get turned over. The fish didn't flip them over. When it started to get hot in life, when things became uncomfortable in life, but you, Moshe Rabbeinu, again, I'm Moshe Rabbeinu's Madrega, but you, Moshe Rabbeinu, as long as things were going well, and there were a couple of fancy things going on in the palace, and sticks turned into snakes, and like special effects and choshevah things, and everybody's really impressed, and the Yidden is saying, "Ooh, what? Moshe and Aaron here, we're going to leave Mitzrayim." So you, then Moshe Rabbeinu, everything's gevaldik. But then all of a sudden, Paro is getting harder, Paro is getting angrier, and now Paro gave worse gezeiros, and the slavery is getting worse. So already, you're coming to me and you're saying, "No, me, I was bossy of Paro. Ever since you sent me, it got worse." So the Baruch Shalom says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "On your Madrega, it's not becoming. It's not becoming." Again, people like us. But the Baruch Shalom is defining for us, what does it mean? What is the meaning of Metzius? Metzius is a rock. Metzius is, this is the emes. If the Baruch Shalom is your Baruch Shalom, he's your Baruch Shalom through thick and thin. He's the Baruch Shalom, he told you something, he said something, that's it. Period. But Moshe Rabbeinu, l'fi godel matzavo, the greatness of his madrega, v'remusa, eizen nid kol shu, there was at the something in him that moved. It turns out that what he thought was the destination, he thought he reached dry land, redemption, and it turns out that it wasn't redemption. That happens to us all the time. You get a new job, and you think, this is it, I reached dry land. Columbus discovered America, and I'm now at my new place, and oh, this is going to be gevaldig, they're going to love me here, they're going to give me a raise, I'm going to be the most popular person, this is going to be, now we're not going to have to worry about rent, or mortgage, or chasnas, everything's gevaldig. And then all of a sudden, you're big Oved Hashem, you're big Mammon, and then you see that the boss is looking at you a little bit funny, not Kitmal Shilshim in his thin, he's not looking at you the same way he used to, and you thought this was dry land, and all of a sudden it starts to get a little bit uncomfortable, and then you discover that it's not really dry land, it's just a big fish. And then the fish starts to move around a little bit, and then you have questions, I don't know, Hashem always does this to me, and why did this happen to me, and I was the first in my class, and then people that are dumber than me are making more money than me, and they're more successful than me, I'm this, I'm that, and I don't have a shidduch, another one does have a shidduch, and b'chula, b'chula, b'chula. And you go through shinuyim, ups and downs, highs and lows, as you get thrown around by what you thought was the dry land of life, turns out to be a big fish. And then you start to question Hashem, how could this happen? What happened? Me'oz bossi? Ever since I became religious, I have more misery. Ever since I started putting on, the latest no-slip talis with tight strings, it got worse for me. Ever since I started this new shia that I'm going to have, ever since I started to say tilim, ever since I joined the anti-Lashon Hara brigade, my life has gotten worse. My life has gotten worse. And the Baruch Shalom says, listen to me, Ani Hashem Lo Yishanis. I'm unchanging. I have an inyan that I'm working out with you.
You're falling apart. You're falling to pieces. So over here the Baruch Hashem is revealing this inyan that Moshe Rabbeinu on your Madrega, that you're asking what happened, why did things get bad in Mitzrayim, it got worse in Mitzrayim. So the Baruch Hashem says it doesn't become you. It doesn't become you. The others weren't like that.
Vein zekar oyman ichoyma. Bar mitzias ha-amitis i'eb shaliyo shum ziz af koldehu. In real mitzias, there isn't a change. Koldehu. There isn't the slightest change. Koldehu at all. It's rock solid. V'im lefi dargosav Rebbe Musa Shomayish Rabbeinu Hayashom Ezingin Shaboloch Lalkaz. And Moshe Rabbeinu and his madrega, also the mice that happened with the rock, the Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock. So Boluch Lalkaz. And Moshe Rabbeinu lost everything because of that. He couldn't come to Eretz Yisrael. Boluch Lalkaz. What does Kaz mean? What does it mean, Kaz? We spoke about this. The Maral explains this in his Sforim for Eretz Yisrael, in the Nesiv HaKaz, also in the Nesiv HaSa'olam. The Maral explains. Kaz, anger. Anger means you react to some change that takes place in your life. Because I thought that today it was going to go great. I got up in the morning, I had all these plans. What happened to my plans? What happened to my plans is that it didn't work out. It didn't work out. My plans changed. Something happened. Something happened. So the person gets all upset. Because he thought he had plans, equals destination, dry land. These were his plans. And now what happened is that something went wrong. And let's say not only does something go wrong, but there's a specific person in your life who is responsible for it going wrong. So then there's a chaos, an anger. Anger means a reaction. A reaction means change, right? Reaction means change. It means that I am subject to the circumstances that surround me, and as long as the circumstances met my approval, or as long as my plans were moving along as scheduled, so then I was fine. I was fine. But the second that the dry land turns into a fish, and it starts to move, so then your mitzias falls apart. Anger, when a person gets angry, the Maral says anger means hispilus. When a person becomes discouraged, when you become discouraged or depressed, it means what? Hispilus. Hispilus means I am being affected by circumstances outside of my soul. There are things in the world that are causing me to get sad, to get depressed, to feel discouraged, to get angry. Those reactions, and everything I bring, I'm not supposed to be a human being? Of course they're human. But when a person is in this spoil, when a person is in this spoil and he reacts, that reaction is a shinui, is a change. That means that he is responding to some change that took place in this schedule by getting angry or depressed or discouraged. That means that he's being torn away from mitzias, because he would tell you that the mitzias that I prefer is that I be a nice, happy, well-adjusted person. And someone would ask him, Rabbi, do you feel good now that you just screamed at that person, that you just yelled at that person, do you feel good? No. Why did you scream? Well, what was I supposed to do? This happened, that happened, this happened, that happened. What was I supposed to do? Do you feel good? Do you feel good being depressed and sad and discouraged because of things that are taking place in your life? Do you feel good about that? No, but what am I supposed to do? I'm not in control of these things. When the stock market was high, I was happy. When my team was winning, I was happy. The stock market went down, it's not my control now. I'm sad because when the market went down, it took me with it. I was happy when my team was up and my team lost.
And then they took me down with them. I went down with the team. I'm angry because I was supposed to have a certain day today, and I was planning a certain time today, and I was going to have a nice quiet day, whatever it is, and then something stared it, and something happened, and somebody had some onion, and I was taken into anger by that person. I was dragged into anger. I was dragged into the anger by something that happened outside of me. So Rabbi Yochum is explaining that when you look at your life, and you see that you're really at the mercy of conditions and of circumstances that you're not in control of. You're not in control of, just like Moshe Rabbeinu was not in control of Mitzrayim. The Baruch Shalom was in control of Mitzrayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu was upset. Again, we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to be careful, only using Chazal's Moshe. But Moshe Rabbeinu was upset. It was supposed to get good. So now the redemption stock went down. It was very high. Redemption was high. And Moshe, when he was standing by the machine, and now it looks like he sees this, redemption was like at 150, and now it looks, now redemption is down to like $5. It's very low, you can't sell it at all. Go on, Shmael's Bosiel Paro. Things got very bad in Mitzrayim. Things got very bad. So Moshe, when he looks at this, looks at the machine, I'm only saying this because we were in the city, I was with some Talmidim there. We went to a rally or something like that, and we went to eat in Kosher Delight, I think. And you sit by the, I don't know if it's still there, that restaurant, but you sit there by the glass, and there are people walking by, and they're standing looking, they have machines there with the stocks. I think it's the stock market, or the different types of stocks, but they're standing looking at the machines outside. They're looking at the machines. Everybody's stopping and looking at the machines. And it made a big reishim on me. It made a big reaction on me. That I don't want to know what's on the machines over there. You know, people looked like they were very nervous and upset, and some people were happy, but I was watching from inside and looking at the inu with the machines. The people that spend their whole lives like that, looking at them. So Moshe Rabbeinu was looking on the machine for where it says redemption, geula. And he's like, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu was using his emotion, Moshe Rabbeinu was tearing up the papers, I can't believe. And it was, yesterday redemption was high. Redemption was up. It was at the top. And now he looks at it, now he sees redemption is all the way at the bottom. It's profound. And he says to Hashem, is Baruch, ay, 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 me'oz bosi al paroi, heirulam azadach. I got stuck with this thing that's called Yetzias Mitzrayim. I'm stuck with this now. I can't sell it. I can't do anything with it. Yetzias Mitzrayim is profound. And the Baruch Shalom says to Moshe Rabbeinu, oh yeah, I missed the office. I didn't have this with the office. They didn't stand by their whole lives looking at my stocks to see if Yetzias Mitzrayim was up or down. When I told them something, Oymani Chayma, Avram Avinu, go here, here. Avram Avinu, I'm going to give you this place. He comes to the place, only has his sorrows there. Yitzchak Avinu comes there, he has to humble with Plishtim. Yaakov Avinu, Bikesh Yaakov, Leishav Vishalva, Ay, Vayeshev Yaakov, Gornish. Not a moment's rest. Finally, it's a little bit menuche, and then what? You don't find Yaakov looking in the Wall Street Journal. You don't find once that Yaakov is looking up at the machine to see where am I holding, where is it holding, and the Baruch Shalom stock is down, and then tomorrow it's up. And you have people like this, each one of us goes like that. There's something in life that we're holding on to. And when that's going well, you have a wife that she's waiting for her husband to smile. And when he smiles, then the stock is up. And then she goes out and she's happy. And you have the husband that's waiting for the wife to smile. And if the wife smiles, then he can go to work and things give out. And if the wife doesn't smile, if he left the house and he said bye, and she just like said, oh. So then he goes the whole day at work, Nabuch, like a little puppy walking around. He can't function because his whole metzias was depending on his wife smiling at him. His whole metzias was depending on his wife. And then when he gets to work, so he doesn't remember anymore with the wife what happened. So now he looks to his boss. Now he looks at the boss, and he looks in the boss's eyes, and he looks for a little bit of a hint of some love and affection, and they're nothing. Gornish and ah. He comes home. So now when he comes home, his wife is smiling, but it's not good anymore because he got from the husband, from the boss, he got bad looks. He comes to the wife. So he's going like this from one thing to the other. The whole life is Eina Metzias.
Not Eilu Metzias. That's good if your whole life is Eilu Metzias. That's a Gemara. But the whole life is Eilu Metzias. It's a headless Metzias. But it doesn't look like it because he wears a fancy suit. And he's got everything is pressed and nice. And he goes to work and he's got a job and he's got a car. He's got a house. He's got a wife. He's got a kids. And his whole life is mamish living on the back of a fish. And if it starts to get, something goes like this and he gets thrown off. So it's not just a matter of having menuchas and nefesh. We're talking about more than that. It's a question of whether your life is spent in the delusion of ein mitzias, of a head of mitzias, or your life is in mitzias. When your life is in mitzias, be'emes, oimani chayma. You live with your emuna, you live with your neshama, you live with who you are, which we're going to obviously learn a lot more about, how to understand it. And that's what he says. Bolach lalkas, Moshe Rabbeinu got angry. Okay, so for people like us, no. He got angry one time, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? Somebody got angry once, no. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't hurt anybody. He got angry, bolach lalkas. But for Moshe Rabbeinu, that change, that loss of equilibrium, that loss of balance, meant that Moshe Rabbeinu had stepped into the twilight zone of Ein Metzias. Has stepped into that funny world that's not a real world. A world without God. It's a world without God. Hariyesh kan kratviya. His nad made ma. Something moved. Something changed. And the Torah says a strong language about Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron. It's a strong language. Yan lehemantim bi lakdisheni. You didn't believe in me. You didn't believe in me. Such a lashon, yan lehemantim bi. You didn't have faith in me. Because you know what faith is. It says about Avraham Avinu Taina, the mitzvah says, levavai neman lefanecha. The most beautiful compliment that the Baruch Shalom paid to Avraham Avinu. This is the most beautiful compliment you could pay to any friend, to any husband or wife. Umetzah says, levavai neman lefanecha. We say it every morning in davening. Avraham Avinu, the Baruch Shalom said about Avraham Avinu, Metzah says, levavai neman lefanecha. That means that your heart was faithful. Faithful means unchanging. That's what ne'emanus means. The word ne'eman, faithfulness, means unchanging. It is what it is. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Avraham Avinu, it says about Avraham Avinu, Matzah says, levavai ne'eman lefenech, that the heart of Avraham Avinu was faithful. He went through hard times. He had disappointments. But his heart didn't change. He had to deal with those difficulties, obviously, but the heart was whole. The heart was unchangeable. But so says the Vavay Nemalefanacha. And Moshe Rabbeinu's Madrega, Moshe Rabbeinu's Madrega, there was a chisorin in this midah of Matzah says the Vavay Nemalefanacha. Moshe Rabbeinu got Bolach Lalkas. He kivyochel lost it. And again, we're only using that lashon in the silly way we use that lashon. But Moshe Rabbeinu is Madrega, he lost himself. He lost himself. That's why we constantly find ourselves saying these words. I wasn't myself. So who can hear like this? I wasn't myself. You have to excuse me for what happened yesterday. I wasn't myself. It's such an interesting lashon. Please forgive me for what happened yesterday. I wasn't myself. So how am I supposed to be angry at you? I mean, if it wasn't you, I mean, so if you could please show me who that was yesterday, so I'll have a taina, but I guess I can't have a taina against you because I wasn't. So who are you? That's what we have to talk a lot about that still. So who are you? But so says the vav einamim lefanecha. Taina ve'umet so says the vav einamim lefanecha. The Baruch Shalom kivyachol is taina with Moshe Rabbeinu is a taina on this midah. Of Metzah says, Levav Vaynemam Lefanecha. Metzah says, Levav Vaynemam Lefanecha, Shehu, Sheraglev Oimdei Salakarka Bekol HaShleimus. Raglev Oimdei Salakarka Bekol HaShleimus. That means your feet are planted in the ground. Oimani Chayma. You don't go crazy when this comes up or this goes down. This one smiled at you, this one didn't smile at you. This person likes you, this person doesn't like you. Things were good, things are not good. It's raining outside, it's sunny outside. My hair is frizzing, my hair is curled, my hair is straight, my hair is round. You have a metzias. And the metzias of a person is neman lefanecha. The metzias is unchanging metzias. It doesn't mean you can't smile this moment and frown the next moment. It means that the heart isn't broken, isn't shattered, isn't bent out of shape by every curveball that comes your way. Because your metzias is a metzias, it's a rock. That's what he says. I didn't hang my hopes on something. My whole happiness depended upon getting that house, having that car, getting that husband, getting that wife, getting that child, having this, not having that. I didn't hang my mitzias on the back of a fish, thinking that it was dry land. I didn't hang my hopes on that. My happiness doesn't depend upon numbers that are flying across an electronic board. My happiness doesn't depend upon whether you like me, you don't like me, whether I'm part of your group, whether somebody sat in my chair on Shabbos or didn't sit in my chair. My happiness doesn't depend on outside circumstances. Mitzvah says, Levav v'neman lefanach, nemanis haleiv. That's what it means in Eishes Chayil. Botach bolev baila. When a husband can, then his botach bolev baila, it means that botach bolev baila in the mashal of Eishes Chayil, of course, means that the husband in his heart is filled with trust for his wife. Of course, that's a mashal. What it really means is that the Baruch Shalom trusts me and you. That we're faithful. We're faithful. You know, sometimes you have a friend or a person that you know. I mean, most people, maybe you do, maybe you don't, but Mistama, you have people like this in life. That you know, there are certain people in life. You don't have to raise your hand, but maybe nod your head a little bit if this makes any sense to you. There are certain people in life that you know that you have to be very careful what you say. You have to be careful. In other words, you have to be careful. If you act right towards that person the way that they like, then you love their smile and they make you feel good, they make you feel happy and like you're in. But if you do something that they don't like, then you're not in and you feel that you want to be in. And when that person doesn't treat you the way that you were hoping, so then you feel mamish down. That's the way it is in life. There are people you have to watch every word. You have to be careful. And you look also like a little dog, Nabuch, to see that person should be happy with you. And when the person's happy with you, then you're happy. And you have to say the right word. And if you say the wrong word, then you're nervous and you have to try to find a way how to get back into good standing and so on. It's a terrible way to live. It's a metzias shein metzias. There are marriages like that. There are people living like that. Their whole lives in the same house with somebody like that. It's a metzias, she'ena metzias. There's nothing real and stable and sturdy and unchanging. Everything is completely up to circumstances that are not under your control at all. You try to keep it under control because you try to say just the right word. But then it's funny because what happens a lot of times is that even though you thought you're saying the right thing, you still got the wrong reaction from the person. And then you get dragged down. Because then you don't know, what am I supposed to say? What do you want from me? These are the things that people are always saying. How do you want me to, what would you like me to say that you should be happy? Because until now, if I said something, it made you happy, and if I said something else, it made you upset. But then you switched something on me. So now what do? It's unpredictable. That unpredictability means that you're living in the Twilight Zone. I know that for people who are very younger, they might not have heard of the Twilight Zone, but that was a very popular program when some of us over 40 or 45 or 50 remember that program. But you're living in that world. It's not a real world. It's an enemitzius. It's an enemitzius. The Baruch Shalom wants us to live al karka hametzius hamitis, to live on the ground. Avraham Avinu was living in a world of falsehood. He was living in the lie of his father's house. And because of that, Avraham Avinu was living in the Metzias of Heder and Chisaron, Osak Atzmai, Ba'esik Zesel Shvira. He began to break the idols of his father. He began to break that world that's a phony world that's Ein Metzias. Because all Avraham Avinu wanted was Metzias, what's real, what's the truth. Not the truth today, and it wasn't yesterday, and it won't be tomorrow. The truth yesterday, the truth today, the truth tomorrow. Haya hayviviyya. Remember we learned in Shal Shudas a few weeks ago, a piece in Tefer Shlomer, Reb Shlomer Levadomsky said, that midah of haya hayviviyya is by a Jew also. That when Mashiach comes, the Radomsky says, when Mashiach comes, those yidden who are yidden of haya hayviviyya, they'll be with Mashiach. What does that mean? It means there are certain Jews that only when things are good, then they're with Hashem, but when things are not good, they're not with Hashem. Hashem is Hoya, He was, Hoya, He is, and Yiyah, He will be. And the Baruch Shalom has a special love for Jews who were, who are, and who will be. Meaning that I live with the Baruch Shalom. I was with Him yesterday, I am with Him today, and I'm with Him tomorrow. Whatever happens in my life, that doesn't change. And breaking the idols and shattering the lies and tearing down the the advertisements of Terach's world, of the world of Heder Hametzias. Avinu entered more and deeper into what? Adsha Omad al HaKarka, till he finally got off the back of the fish and he got to dry land. And the dry land is what? The Ribbono Shel Olam. Ani Hashem lo yishanis. The dry land is Torah Mitzvos. Ametzias Amitis. Oyim Ani Chayma. That Avinu became a wall. Zeu Metzoses Levavai Nemo Lefanecha. Lahir Achim Yidaisai, that Avraham Avinu was Mahar Achim Yidaisai. There's a Torah this Shabbos, you know, some of you might know about this. There's Rabbi Shemayim Morgenstern Zal Gesund Sein from Yerushalayim, a big, big, big Oyved Hashem, a big Baal Machshav and Oyved Hashem. So Rabbi Shemayim Morgenstern has for every Shabbos there are Torahs now that the Chevra are putting out. I mean, he has already a few Sforim. So every Friday, every Thursday, Friday, there's a Torah that comes in Lashon HaKodesh, and there's also from earlier years, and a Torah that's already been translated into English. There are Torahs that are being translated into English. So today, during the day, I read the Lashon HaKodesh last night, and I read today the English one. Listen for 2 minutes. For 2 minutes. You know, that Nadav and Avihu are great tzaddik. The Chazal tell us that Nadav and Avihu said a very strange thing. They said, when will these two old men, meaning Moshe and Aaron, die so that we could take over? Remember? Nadav and Avihu said such a modern thing, such a strange thing. When will these two old men, Moshe and Aaron, when will they die? And we'll be able to take over. The new leadership, the new generation, will take over. Obviously, this is not to be taken literally, since none of them view with themselves great tzaddikim. Nobody says they weren't great tzaddikim. They're great exalted tzaddikim. Not only that, but Moshe Rabbeinu said that Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron understood that none of them view in a certain way were higher than them. They were higher than them. And everybody knows that when they went in and they were killed by the Mizbech, Bekroivai Akadish will be sanctified for those who are close to me. Bekroivai. They were called close to Hashem till the last minute, till they died. They were close to Hashem. So Rishmai asks, why then did they speak in such an apparently improper way?
When will these two old men die? And Nadav and Avihu saw to it that Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron would find out about this. It wasn't like it was a secret. It was said openly. And you can imagine how the entire Jewish people was buzzing with that, right? Nadav and Avihu said, when will the two old men die? First of all, Nadav and Avihu, what kind of derech eretz is that for Aaron? I mean, but why do they say such a thing? So listen carefully. Moshe and Aaron needed to experience what is called Chalisha Sadas. Did anybody who ever have a Chalisha Sadas? Chalisha Sadas. We can have a moment by moment report of our Chalisha Sadas as we go through life. An inner state of wavering and doubt, which serves as the springboard to reaching a higher level. Unless a person holds fast, despite his feelings of discouragement and instability, he can never rise higher than chagas, which means he can never rise higher than emotions. Remember that the level of emotions, chesed, gvur, and teferus, is not the highest part of who we are. In that world of emotions, you could fall into anger, into a lot of other bad things. What's the avoidance? To lift oneself up higher than emotions? To be able to come into which level? Chabad, Chachma Bina and Das. True purification of the level of Chabad is only possible when one is truly connected to Hashem. This means that he attains a level of mental clarity and maturity where petty matters and small-mindedness don't affect him in any way. One who gets ruffled by insignificant issues is in a state that is the inverse of true chachma. Chabad, chachma bina das, means you're in control. In that place of the mind, all these things that happen around you don't change you. It's true that physically you have to make changes and you have to adapt. But in the place of Chochmah bin Endas, for Chochmah is not nispoil. That's what we were talking about before. Chochmah is not nispoil. It's not moved emotionally by anything unworthy of his pilus. The commander states that Dovra Melech only attained his greatness because of all the opposition and discouragement that he encountered. Why did the Baruch Hu bring Dovra Melech, which is the Sherish of Mashiach? Why did the Baruch Hu bring Dovra Melech so many disappointments and such discouragement and sorrows and so on? And this applies to every Jew. Since every Jew is an aspect of tzaddik, all those who stand fast in the face of opposition or feelings of discouragement merit incredible levels of closeness to Hashem, which are an aspect of Mashiach. And the Kodesh HaKadoshim, each according to his level. You see, all the different parts of the Mishkan that we're learning now correspond to the right arm, the left arm, the legs, the torso, the heart. Which part of the Mishkan corresponds to the mind? The Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kodesh HaKadosh, the Holy of Holies, in the Beis HaMikdash, in Mishkan, in the Tzuras, in the Shir HaKayim of a Yid, of a Jew, is where? It's in his head, Chabad, it's in his mind. That's the Kodesh HaKadosh, the Nefesh HaChaim says at the beginning. That's the Kodesh HaKadosh of a Jew. The other parts, that's the Azara, and there are parts in the Heichel, and there's the Menorah with the Lachem upon him. All the different parts of a person correspond to the Mishkan. The part of a person that's the Holy of Holies, that's the Madregas of Moichin of Chabad. We each must then rise, he says, by transcending feelings of humiliation and discouragement that takes place in the emotions, where we're thrown around in the world that's enemy is, we're flung around and the fish is, turns out it's not dry land, it's a fish, and we get turned over and we get angry and depressed and so on. When a person reaches this madrega, it's called fixing the Kodesh Kadoshim inside of you. It means going into the Holy of Holies. You know, in there is quiet. Shh, it's quiet. Still. When he came to the Kodesh Kadoshim, so he explains, this is why Aaron Aaron HaKohen experienced Chalishas Hadas before doing the Avodah. This was the transformation of feelings of unworthiness. You remember that when Aaron came to do the Avodah the first time, he saw the cow for the carbon, and he felt, remember what Ramban says, he remembered what? No? He remembered the Chetei Egel, and he says, oh, he felt right away, I'm going to do the Avodah, the same person that was involved, and his, whatever that means, that was involved in the Chetei Egel, I'm going to go into the Mishkan. Why did Hashem's Baruch do that? Like, why did Hashem make it that on Aaron's, this is the biggest moment in his life. Why did Hashem's Baruch do it? It doesn't seem so nice, right? That Aaron claims this is the most exciting day of his life. All of his life was getting, and he lived through all the things within Mitzrayim. And now Aaron is his big day. This is the big day for Aaron HaKohen. And he comes, and just as he comes, the Baruch Hashem made it in such a way that the eagle, the calf, is standing over there and says to Aaron, Shalom Aleichem. Thanks, man. You remember me? Why couldn't it be like that? He would have come and seen like a, you know, to see a car or something, a race, somebody, something, but an eagle. And the Baruch Shalom made that the carbon is that good that. And Aaron looks at that and he's humiliated. There's a feeling of humiliation because he remembers what he had with this business with the calf. So why did he have to go a chalis to a chalis sadas? The Torah says, Rabbi say, because you have to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and going to the Kodesh HaKadoshim of who you are means rising above the chalis sadas. You following? Rising above the discouragement, rising above the circumstances, even the averus, rising above everything. This was, he says, experience chalis sadas before doing that. This was the transformation of feelings of unworthiness. The Sulam on the Zohar writes that it is almost always brought about through words or actions of others, whether intentionally meant or not. The people hurt your feelings and you get all broken and you're hurt by what other people say. It is only in the merit of rising above the discouragement of Nadav and Avihu that Moshe was worthy of entering the Kodesh Kedoshim during the dedication of the Mishkan. Moshe, when he was able to go in, he acted as, you know, as a Kohen Gadol during the time of the dedication of the Mishkan. So before Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron were able to go into the Holy of Holies, they had to go through what? The humiliation of the young generation of Nadav and Avihu saying, what's with these old men? Where are they going to die of it? And that's why Nadav and Avihu did it. What? Why did none of you say such a thing? Why did they say such a thing? And to hear from these big tzaddikim, from the next generation of tzaddikim, to hear such words. Because in order for Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron to be on the Madrega of Kodesh Kadoshim, they had to rise above what other people said about them. They had to get above the buzz that was around them and what people thought and what people felt and what people, big people, thought about them and felt about them. And that's how they entered into the Kodesh Kadoshim. That's how you enter into the Kodesh Kadoshim, which means you enter into your mind. And in that place of the mind, the person has menucha, that place of the mind, he's not changing, he doesn't move, he doesn't budge from the truth that he knows. In the same merit, Aaron was worthy of entering the Kodesh Kadoshim each Yom Kippur. Each Yom Kippur. And he talks about, but it's not for now. Why is it that Nadav and Avihu had to die? Is there such good tzaddikim? So it's not important for now. And the same thing happened with Mordechai. In the whole story of Purim, lo yichrev lo yistachav. Mordechai doesn't move. He doesn't budge. Lo yinod lo yizah. He doesn't budge. He doesn't move. The whole world is trembling and shaking. Not only that, all of Bnei Yisrael were angry with him. Chazal tell us. And how did Bnei Yisrael look at Esther HaMalkah? Esther HaMalkah is there with Achashverosh HaMaaseh, and Mordechai is making trouble for us, and Esther is going into this Russia, and how are they being looked at by the entire Bnei Yisrael? And you know from the Gemara that Mordechai, even after the Maaseh of Purim, wasn't necessarily on the highest place of public opinion. Even after the Maaseh. And he ties together Yom Kippur. Purim is Yom Kippurim. We can experience this now by transcending the embarrassment others provoke in us.
But how are we to feel such love when we feel so shamed? When people look down on us, people say bad things about us, how are we supposed to be strong? By realizing that Hashem is drawing us nearer and encouraging us to come to true self-nullification. By knowing that any time that you and I are thrown a curveball, especially by somebody else that says something not nice about us, any time that happens, the Baruch Shalom is saying, listen, don't get crazy. This is a chance for you to get higher than the emotions that you're feeling and to enter into the Holy of Holies of what? To be a rock. If you did something wrong, stop doing it. If they're saying something bad about you because you did something wrong, don't do it. Do tshuva, apologize and fathom and go forward. If what they're saying is not true and you're doing the truth and you're living a life that's according to what you're supposed to be doing, then you do what you're doing. Don't care what anybody says. So Baruch Hashem, every time that we go through something that could pull us away or distract us or get us angry or get us embarrassed, really the Baruch Hashem is giving us an opportunity to draw closer into the Holy of Holies of that certainty of Metzias. So he puts us through Eini Metzias, every single letter the Ramchal says in the beginning. Just one second. When one transcends the humiliations to which he is subject, he achieves an aspect of the tikkun of Nadav and Avil. While remaining alive in this world, he accesses the highest levels and rebuilds the Kodesh HaKadoshim inside of himself. For every single word that anyone says, when you hear somebody say something bad about you, it's really a hint to draw even nearer to Hashem, deeper and deeper into the Kodesh HaKadoshim of who you really are. Not that people say and think, but who you really are. We see this in the story of the Holy Baal Shem, who once felt discouraged because of the opposition of the Noidim Yehuda. Ultimately, the situation was transformed to the good, as the Baal Shem Tov himself said regarding the opposition. On the contrary, from someone like the Noidim Yehuda, only good can come. But the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh for a second felt hurt that the Noidim Yehuda was against him. And the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh rose above that. And then when he rose above it, on his madrega, and he came into the Kodesh Kadoshim, that everything that happened to Noidim Yehuda in the end turned out good. Because when a person enters into that place of who he is, that's called the Kodesh Kadoshim, that doesn't change, then all the dinim are bottled, all the outside things, then you see it's Einim Etzias, it goes away. All the bad stuff goes away. Because the bad stuff doesn't exist. It's Einim Etzias Mamish. It's a Hedesh HaMetzias. The whole thing is a Nisayon. It's imagination. And the second you enter into that Kodesh Kadoshim, into that place, then you see, then you realize that all that you thought was so crazy, was so bad, was so terrible, was destroying your life, Gornish mit Gornish. Hedesh HaMetzias Mamish wasn't the Metzias. And every single thing that you went through was only that the Baruch Hashem was makar of you more and more and more to bring you into the Kodesh Kadosh. So Aaron HaKohen went to Chalish Das to get into the Kodesh Kadosh. Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Chalish Das to get into the Kodesh Kadosh. Each and every one of us goes to Chalish Das to get into the Kodesh Kadosh. And Kodesh Kadosh means that part inside of myself that is true from beginning to end. That's not subject to public opinion. It's not up and down. It's not stock. It's the Metzias of who I am. Of Matzasas Lavav and Amalachanach. When a person is in the Kodesh Kadoshim, then all the dinam and mizbatim and shrikim is shrikim. Gomesh. Then the whole thing you see was a Hedesh and Metzias, was make believe, was a monster from some television show that you saw 40 years ago. Gomesh. Nothing. It's nothing. What you thought before was such a terrible, terrible, terrible thing. I'm not going to be able to live if this person doesn't smile at me. I can't live without this person's smile. It's gone. Goes away. Nothing. It's a head and see us. The whole thing is nisayon. It means nothing at all. Alright, well, Bezra Hashem, next week we'll continue with our journey towards the Kodesh Kadosh. Good luck.